Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After more countries, including Ireland, Norway, and Spain, announced intentions to recognize an independent Palestinian state, there's no indication the United States government is moving in that direction. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details from Washington.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan indicated the United States is not poised to join the more than 140 other members of the United Nations that have taken that action.
That two-state solution should be brought about through direct negotiations through the parties, not through unilateral recognition. That's a principled position that we have held on a consistent basis. We'll communicate that to our partners around the world, and we'll see what unfolds.
Sullivan says the administration of President Joe Biden, however, still wants to eventually see an independent Palestine alongside Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Egypt to do everything it can to make sure humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza as food and medicine bound for the Strip piles up on the Egyptian side.
Combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment for bringing the assistance in is really challenged. And so we need to find a way to make sure that the assistance that would go through Rafah can get through safely.
Egypt threatened on Wednesday to withdraw as a mediator in Gaza ceasefire negotiations after CNN reported Egyptian intelligence changed terms of a recent truce proposal and scuttled a deal. Quoting three people familiar with the discussions, CNN on Tuesday said Egyptian intelligence changed terms of a ceasefire proposal that Israel agreed to earlier in May. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday set July 4th as the date for a national election as his divided and demoralized Conservative Party looks likely to lose power after 14 years. Sunak's party has struggled to overcome a series of crises, including an economic slump, ethics scandals, and a revolving door of leaders in the past 2 years. The opposition Labour Party is strongly favored to defeat the Conservatives. Sunak's announcement came the same day inflation in Britain fell sharply to 2.3%, its lowest level in nearly 3 years. Chadian opposition leader and Prime Minister Success Masra has tendered his resignation and that of the transitional government following interim President Mohamed Idriss Deby's election victory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Wednesday, Masra announced his resignation and that of the transitional government on social media, saying they had become irrelevant following the presidential election. The vote marks the first attempt at a return to constitutional rule among a group of West and Central African countries to have witnessed coups in recent years. Deby seized power after his long ruling father was killed by rebels in 2021. The election victory prolongs the rule of the Deby family, that has had a firm grip on power since Deby's father took over, also via a coup, in the early 1990s.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Relatives of victims of a U.S. school shooting announced on Wednesday they are suing Texas State Police. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The families of 19 of the victims in the Uvalde school shooting have announced a lawsuit against nearly 100 state police officers who were involved in the botched law enforcement response. The families also say they have agreed to a $2 million settlement with the city, with city leaders promising higher standards and better training for local officers. This Friday is the two-year anniversary of the Robb Elementary shooting. 19 fourth graders and two teachers died when a teenage gunman burst into their classroom and began shooting. More than 370 federal, state, and local officers arrived on the scene, but they waited more than 70 minutes before confronting the shooter. I'm Mike Hempen.
Millions of people in the U.S. report using marijuana daily or nearly every day, and those people now outnumber those who say they are daily or near-daily drinkers of alcohol. The research published on Wednesday in the journal Addiction, based on the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, a highly regarded source of self-reported estimates of use. I'm Joe Ramsey.